USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says infrastructure is not a luxury, it's a necessity. McConnell praising Republicans and Democrats on the Senate floor who negotiated a roughly $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill.
Our bipartisan negotiators have already been taking this task very seriously. The American people need the Senate to continue taking it seriously as well.
The measure would upgrade highways, bridges, public transit, water systems, and broadband access. McConnell saying Republicans look forward to a robust period of debating and voting on amendments to the bill. House Republicans have released an addendum to their Origins of COVID-19 report released last year, concluding that evidence points to a leak from a Chinese lab as the source of the outbreak. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The man charged in the death of college student Kristen Smart in 1996 is in court on Monday. Prosecutors believe Paul Flores killed Smart during a rape or an attempted rape after the two left a party over 2 decades ago. A judge will hear arguments and witness testimonies over the next few weeks to determine if there's enough evidence for a trial. A member of the squad is not happy the eviction moratorium lapsed over the weekend.
Missouri Democrat Cori Bush slammed her House colleagues for adjourning for August recess without passing an extension of the CDC eviction moratorium for renters. Bush is sleeping on the steps of the U.S. Capitol in an effort to appeal to her colleagues to extend the moratorium.
Their human dignity, and they deserve for the people that are paid to represent them to show up and do the work to make sure that they have their basic needs met.
She says she will stay there until something gets done. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A sprinter is creating drama at the Olympics in Tokyo.
A Belarusian sprinter has accused her country's Olympic team of trying to force her to leave Tokyo after she criticized Belarus's coaching staff on social media. Kristina Timonuskaya says she was taken from the Olympic Village to the Tokyo airport against her will before refusing to board a flight back to Minsk. Activist groups say the sprinter was targeted by supporters of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. Timonuskaya was taken from the airport by Tokyo police to a safe place and will reportedly ask for asylum from the Austrian embassy. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra is trying to get more people to sign up for Obamacare, as over 2 million people have signed up during President Biden's open enrollment period for affordable health care services, which is extended through August 15th.
Some returning and signing up for a different plan, but about 1 million of them have actually gotten a plan where they pay no more than $10 a month in their premiums. Some pay nothing for their in their premiums, which is phenomenal. And that's, again, because the members of Congress made it possible through the American Rescue Plan.
Secretary Becerra in Georgia on Monday saying he hopes the state will make its own comprehensive Medicaid expansion program to get more people to sign up for the lower-cost health insurance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.